either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com. Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. Inshallah, just to continue from our last session, the topic that we have been discussing is in relation to wahi, revelation. Revelation, wahi, is that corridor, a passage, a line that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up for the people of Iman, so that human beings can understand what the Creator wants the people, insaniyat, humanity to do. So this line that is open, it opens up every time when a Nabi comes. And then the message is recorded in a book form generally. So we have the Quran, the Kalam of Allah. In the last session, we said that Wahi has been given a few names. One is Quran. And Quran means a recitation. So this is the book that is constantly recited. This is the book that is constantly, all the time, recited. And then dhikr is also one name of revelation. And so, this is the only book, the kalam of Allah, that can be memorized. So dhikr also means to commit to memory, to memorize something. And Quran, revelation, is also ruh. Ruh means the soul. So if you are not connected to this revelation, then you are as good as dead, somebody who has passed away. So you see, my respected brothers, all of these issues today that we see what is happening in the world, even in New Zealand, some people might wonder, shaitan, that why is it happening with the Muslims? What is the matter? We got to understand, my respected brothers, that even the prophets that came in this dunya, when they spoke the truth, people did not like it. They did not like Moses, Musa alayhi salam. They did not accept Ibrahim alayhi salam. They were not prepared to accept Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. They were not prepared to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because as we get close to the day of Qiyamah, most of the people in their character will be those who will want to follow their desire. They will want to fulfill their desire. And so nobody likes to be told what you are going to do, what you have to do, this is what you have to do, this is what you have to do. And so like when a messenger and a Nabi would come, you will find a lot of people that are against that Nabi. But you will always have a group of people that will also support that Nabi. So the same thing as we are the followers of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So alhamdulillah, we are a group of people that understand what is right and what is wrong. Why? Because we are people who are connected to revelation. And people don't like revelation. Why? Because it does not allow them to enjoy life. They want to do zina, they can't do zina. They want to strip naked, they can't do it. They want to drink alcohol, they can't do it. They want to gamble, they can't do it. They want to be in a very mixed environment, they can't do it. They want to please their nafs, whatever my desire is telling me to do, this is what I want to do, they can't do it. I want to eat everything and whatever comes to my mind, they can't do it. And so what happens is that people generally, shaitan opens the door for them, and that door is the door of kufr. What is it? The door of kufr. And says, look, you know, if you become a kafir, there's green light for you, do whatever you want. Green light for you. Whatever you want to do, there is no restriction. Become a kafir and that is it. So the difference is we are the people of wahi. What are we? The people of wahi. And that is what the Quran says. Hasadam min indi anfusihim. The truth is that they are jealous of the fact that what Allah has given you. Now every other faith, you won't find them to have a particular uniform. You won't find them. In fact, you'll find other faiths that will just blend in, integrate, and you might not even know who they are. But when it comes to Muslims, they stand out. What is it? So you go to the airport, they stand out. They stand out. You know, Muslim stands out. Because he's a man of wahi. What is he? He's a man of wahi. He's a man who follows revelation. So he has to stand out. He is very different. And so people don't like that. People don't like that. That is how people are. This is shaitan. Shaitan spreads mischief by falsehood. By kizb. Kizb means to lie, falsehood. That is what he promotes. And that false is decorated and colored and packaged in such a beautiful way that you feel that this is right. Because it is packaged in that way. So we have to be very, very strong, my respected brothers and elders. Our iman has to be very strong. Now, in our session tonight, inshallah, I want to talk about one very important feature of the Quran so we can understand how beautiful wahi is, Quran is, revelation is that Allah has given to us. Remember, this is the only book that can be memorized. Never forget that. Why? Because it is wahi. Because it is revelation. The Quran is also a book revealed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to recite. Not to read, I am saying to recite. What is it? To recite. You don't read the Quran, you recite the Quran. Now the reason why I'm saying this is that you will find many Muslims today that will speak to you in a way, because in the background there is shaitan that is whispering to them. In the background there is shaitan whispering to them. So that this person does not read the Quran and recite the Quran. So what they say, what is the use of reading or reciting the Quran when you don't know Arabic? What do they say? What is the logic of you reading, reciting the Quran when you don't know Arabic? So the best thing is learn Arabic, then you recite the Quran. And who is going to go and learn Arabic now? So this way Shaitan closes the door. Shaitan does not like people that are connected to the Quran. Remember that. And you can test yourself. After namaz or anything, sit here and just put in your mind that inshallah, okay, you know what, I'm going to go home now and I'm going to read one para Quran. And you will see Shaitan will bombard you with wasawis. Oh, you have to do this, you have to, because Shaitan comes in this, Shaitan is now panicking. What is he doing? Now he's worried. Oh, this man is going to read the Quran, he's going to read one para, oh, what is it? So now, even if you have forgotten a very important appointment, you will remember. This is how Shaitan works. But he will stop you from reciting the Quran. He'll try his best. The problem is, and the answer to this question is, very simple. This would be right if it was any other book that is written by a human being. What is the use of reading a book if you don't understand the language? It would be right if it was a book written by a human being, but the Quran is revelation, it is wahi. And because it is the glorious speech of Allah, what is it? It is the kalam of Allah, it is the glorious speech of Allah. So Allah wants us to read His speech. What does he want us to do? To read his speech, because it is not man-made. It is not. So the Quran, even when you read it, even if you don't understand Arabic, it is like the wires that are live. What are they? It gives you energy. It gives you a current. It makes you strong. It makes you very powerful. Now you don't even understand the Quran. No, no. You don't understand the Quran, but because it is the kalam of Allah, because it is the speech of Allah, it is not man-made. What is it? It is not something written by, it is not the Gospel of Mark, Gospel of Matthew, Luke, written by human beings. This kalam is a revelation. And because it is the speech of Allah, Allah is saying, if you want barakat, if you want blessings in your life, then what you do is you read my speech. This will make you strong. This will give you energy. And the Quran Allah has given us, because it is the speech of Allah, Allah is saying you must recite it. Why? Because that is food for your ruh. What is it? Food for your ruh. Remember that there are two parts of a human being. One is the physical part, which is the body. The body needs food, because this body is made from this earthly material. So you need water, you need food, whatever. But the ruh that is stuck in this body, this cannot be fed with the earthly food. So for that Allah revealed His kalam, His speech. And to make that ruh very solid and very strong, Allah Pak has made it very, very easy. A person should recite the Quran. What should he do? Recite the. That is why one of the main functions that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to teach how a person should recite. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك. What is it? يتلو عليهم آياتك. That the principal duty of a Nabi after Dawat was that every wahi that came, he would teach the companions, this is how you recite it. This is how you. And the mu'jiza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each of the tribes, they had an accent. What is it? They had an accent. Certain words they would use. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his miracle was that he would recite the Quran in front of them in such a way that they would also understand. They would also understand. So reciting is a very important function. If anybody says, why are you reciting the Quran when you don't understand Arabic? Because it is revelation, it is not man-made, it is the glorious speech of Allah. And for a person to utter the words that are the kalam of Allah, there is barakat in there. What is it? Barakat in there. That is why, my respected brothers, let me go a bit deep. The body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not made of this earthly material. What is it? The body of Rasulullah was not made of this earthly material. His body is made of the material, the mitti, the soil of Jannatul Firdaus. What is it? Jannatul Firdaus. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was no need for him to apply perfume. One of the most important features of Huzur alayhi salam, that the scent, the perfume of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such that Sahaba would say that you could never buy this anywhere in Medina Munawwara. And when we were in Medina, we would actually know which street Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has gone because of that scent, because of that perfume. And that is why ulama agree unanimously that everything that comes out from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not impure, it is 100% pure. What is it? 100% pure. Like when a person goes to Jannah, there he will not defecate, there he will not need to urinate. There everything will be completely pure. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because his body is of the material soil of Jannatul Firdaus, that is why he had to say that where a person is buried, and that is where the soil was taken. And he said, I am buried, where is Rasulullah resting? In his room. And he said about his room, innamal qabru ma bayna minbari وَحُجْرَتِي رَوْزَةٌ مِّنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ, that from my mimba and where my rooms are, that entire zone that is of Jannah. So that entire zone is uplifted and it is going to be fixed into Jannah. Baat samajh aayi? So the food we eat, we are human beings, but a Nabi, because he was at that level, very high level, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, at a different level, when we need to make our ruh strong, very strong, it can only happen when you provide nourishment that is not of this world, but of the heavens. And that is the kalam of Allah. What is it? Now, where is this written in the Quran? Very simple, many verses of the Quran. 21st para, first ayat. 21st para, utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab, wahi, a command given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Utlu means make tilawat, O my Nabi, do tilawat. He is commanded, utlu, you recite the Quran. Utlu ma uhiya, recite that which we have revealed to you. Why? Because it is not an ordinary speech, it is a very powerful speech, it is the kalam of Allah. What is it? The kalam of Allah. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, for somebody to say, what is the purpose for you to recite the Quran when you don't know Arabic? That is foolishness. That is foolishness. People don't know. This is from shaitan. Because this is not an ordinary book. That is why you can memorize this book, and that is why no matter how many times you listen to the Quran, you will never get tired. Never get tired. In the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because these mushrikeen, their mother tongue was also Arabic, it is said all of the leading leaders of the tribe, the kuffar, they secretly would come out in the night and get close to the room of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and listen to the Quran recited by Rasulullah. And so what happened? One day they saw each other, all of them, and they were embarrassed and they looked down. What did they do? They looked down. And then when they looked down, they got together and they said, okay, you know what? Imagine if the people saw us, what we were doing. So from tomorrow, we take a promise, we are not going to listen to the Quran. And each one made a promise. So the next day what happened is that each one was thinking, because every one of us has made a promise, the other person won't come. So let me break my promise and go. And all four of them were there. This is the power of the Quran. The power. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Subhanallah. That is why the people who are becoming hafiz, subhanallah, ajeeb. The kalam is very, very powerful. You know, there is no greater ni'mat than this, that you have the revelation inside you, the kalam of Allah. How powerful is that? How powerful is that? Number two, my respected brothers, the reason why we recite the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up for us an avenue so that we can gather and accumulate a lot of deeds. A lot of deeds. Because deeds, your nekia, your righteous deeds, is the only currency in the hereafter that is accepted. And that will take you to Jannah, paradise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, has made it easy for the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like how namaz and other acts of ibadat are considered as righteous deeds, an easy way to accumulate a lot of good deeds is by reciting the Quran. So that is what is explained in the hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when I say alif lam mim, it does not mean that by saying alif lam mim you only get hasanat, reward of 10 deeds. Hasanat means reward of 10 deeds. He said no. The Quran is what minimum. For alif you get 10. For lam you get 10. For mim you get 10. Now count how many letters there are in Suratul Fatiha. Minimum you get 10. And maximum there is no limit. So that is why on the day of Qiyamah, people will be begging and they will be saying, I just require 10 hasanat. 10 hasanat. Just 10 good deeds. By Harun, you were my friend. You know, Abdullah, you were my friend. Yusuf, my friend. And then they will go to the mother. I read this now. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ. They will go to the mother, Ma, you were the one who was saying that you can give your life for me, Ma. Give me one neki, the Ma will turn away. Can you imagine that? How that day will be. Truly, everyone will become misers. Why? Why will they become misers? Because Jahannam will be roaring in front of them. What is it? Jahannam will be roaring. It will be huffing and puffing. That is in the Quran. This is how it is going to be. It will be there. And angry that you disobeyed the Creator Allah. Come in me, I will show you. Come, I'm waiting for you. And so, subhanallah, nobody will give you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, for this ummah we have made it so easy. Recite and learn the Quran. That is why, my respected brothers, if you don't know how to recite the Quran, go for classes. Never miss out from an opportunity. It's never too late. Learn the Quran and make sure you recite the Quran. The greatest ni'mah is the Quran. The greatest ni'mah is our akabirin, our scholars. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. His father was Maulana Yahya. His father was Maulana Yahya. Maulana Yahya was a master in the Quran. When he would read the Quran, it was amazing. People would love his recitation. And he was Hafiz, so he knew the Quran inside out. Today, very sadly, even our Hafiz, now you will find that parents struggle because children are distracted. What are they? How are they distracted? How are they distracted? I have young friends here. Can you help me? How are you distracted because of? What is that game's name? No, there's a game that they play. Fortnite. Whatever it is. And they are shooting and killing and shooting and killing. Bichare, their parents say, don't do this. And they lie to the parents, oh, Abba, you know, if you give me a phone, I've seen this, you know, I will behave, don't worry, this time the phone will be here, I will only use it for zarurat. And then the time comes when the Abba gives them the phone, that's it. The entire career has gone down the drain. The entire career. Can you imagine that? I know of a friend who is a businessman. He is addicted to this game. And he's willing to stop his business and do whatever he needs to do and lose all the money, but he can't stop playing the game. Nasha, addiction. But people don't understand. Allah save us, my respected brothers. Sometimes the addiction comes with girlfriends. Shaitan drags you. Why? So this person cannot be a professional person in his life. He can't. Ajeeb, Allahu Akbar. And they are also brilliant students. I know of one person who is Hafiz and who's becoming an alim, and now he's in the Galiban studying in college. So he said to me, Mauli Sahab, you know what, I've got a mobile, but I only switch on my mobile phone after 6-7 days. MashaAllah. After 6-7 days. Why? I don't want to move my focus. I wanted to kiss his forehead. I said, you know, it must be the dream of every father to have children like this. How fortunate must be the father to have a lovely child like him, that he is saying, you know what, I have to focus. Baki, most of our Muslim children have gone out. Allah save us, Allah save us. Wahi, revelation, Maulana Yahya, the people of Mirat called him, Mirat. And they said, Hazrat, you read beautiful Quran. It's Ramadan. Can you read the Quran for us in Tahajjud? Hazrat said, okay. All day Hazrat did not open the Quran. In the night he stood up on the Musalla. First night 10 paras. How many? Second night 10 paras. Third night 10 paras. Zero mistakes. 10 paras, zero mistakes. Ajeeb. These were, you know, our great scholars. Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari. Wherever he would go, he would just recite the Quran, walking, talking Quran. Once he was imprisoned and the people that were there were non-Muslims. So Maulana Ataullah Sahib said, you know, what should I do? His habit was, he took his pagri and shawl and he put it down and sat down and recited the Quran. When he started reciting the Quran, everybody in the police station was crying. So they opened the door and they pleaded to Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari that we will fall on your feet. Please, Hazrat, don't read the Quran. When you are reading the Quran, it is like darkness coming out from us. Why? Revelation. What is it? Revelation. It happened to a weak man like me. You know, I'm a sinful man. Allah meri islah farmaye. Main to bahut chota aadmi. So, you know, this man said to me, Imam, you say I should become a Muslim. I haven't got time. 5 minutes I have to go. Tell me something that will convince me. I said, Ya Allah, what can I do to convince him in 5 minutes? You know. I said, okay, I'll try to convince you. In my heart, I said, Ya Allah, help me. And I said, okay, just listen to me for a few minutes. And I read Suratul Fatiha. I only got to Walad Dallin and he was suffering a heart attack. It was like he was suffering a heart attack. I says, are you okay? He goes, yeah, yeah. I said, what's happening? He goes to me, no, there's something coming out from me. I says, what is coming out from you is demons. What is it? Kufr. Yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Why? Because it is live. It is alive. The kalam of Allah. Live wires. It's giving you a current. It's giving you a shock to resuscitate you. To bring you back alive. You are breathing now. Now your ruh is alive. Now you are in josh. You become like that. You become very powerful. Subhanallah. That is when the Quran was given to Sahaba, they could not contain themselves. It's only we people today that are foolish, that don't respect the Quran and the kalam of Allah. Such is the Quran. There is one hadith that one is to recite. Even if you listen to the Quran, there is great benefit. Hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man istama'a ila ayatin min kitabillah, kutibat lahu bihi hasanatun muza'afa, wa man talaha kutibat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyama." The one who listens to the Quran, his reward will be multiplied. Everything will be multiplied. And the person who is in the habit of reciting the Quran, for him there is noor. For him there is noor. Especially on the day of Qiyamah, when it will be completely dark, this person will have noor. Why noor? Because Quran is noor. Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The Quran has been described here as noor. And وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. We have revealed to you noor. We have revealed to you noor. And there is one very amazing verse of the Quran. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَنْ أَتْلُوَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah has given me an order. Allah has told me that you have to be a Muslim and that you have to recite the Quran. I have to be from amongst the Muslimin. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah's order is that I am from amongst the Muslimin and that I am from amongst those who will recite the Quran. That is why, my respected brothers, recite the Quran. It will make you alive. Okay, one is reciting the Quran. Does it mean we don't study Arabic? Does it mean we don't study tafsir? No, no. That also is very good if you do. Allah has also spoken about that. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Why don't you ponder upon the verses of the Quran? If it was revealed by anyone else other than Allah, you will find in it a lot of mistakes. Allah is saying, we challenge you. Am ala qulubin akfaluha. Allah is saying, if you don't ponder, then a time will come, if you're not connected with the Quran, your hearts will be locked and sealed. Your hearts will be locked and sealed. In another verse, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَن تَبُورَ. That a person who does tilawat of that book that Allah has revealed, tilawat, and then he prays namaz, and then he gives money in the path of Allah, three things. That he does tilawat, recites the Quran, prays his namaz, and he gives money in the path of Allah, then Allah is saying, then this is such a business transaction, tijaratan lan tabur, that whenever you invest, there is a possibility that you might not get any profit. But this is such a investment that there is no loss for you. There is no loss for you. Allah give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Bilal Sahab was saying that there was one farmer who was a Muslim, regular in his namaz, very quickly, brothers. And he used to love the Quran, but he could not recite the Quran. And in the village, there is nobody also. So, subhanallah, he died. This farmer died. And in the village, there was nobody also, a scholar or an imam or hafiz to lead the janazah. They did not even know how to perform janazah. So what they would do is that they would put the janazah on the main road. And if anybody would come, alim or somebody, they would stop and lead the janazah. So subhanallah, a man stopped, he was a scholar, so they took him, the scholar came, and the scholar said, you have got nobody here? He goes, no. He goes, I will stay here for a few days and teach you. So he stayed for the night and janazah was performed. That night, this scholar who was there saw a dream that this man who died, this farmer, said to him, Jazakallah, may Allah bless you that you read my janazah. I am so happy I am in Jannah. I am so happy I am in Jannah. So in the morning, this Maulana went to the family, says that, mashallah, this is the dream that I have seen. You know, what are the good works that he was doing? So the family said he was regular in his namaz, but there was something amazing about this man. He loved the Quran so much that every time before going to sleep, he would open the Quran and he would say, Ya Allah, I don't know how to recite this beautiful speech. It is your kalam. So he would take his finger and he would pass his finger on the first line of the page and say, Ya Allah, this is your beautiful kalam. I love you and I believe in it. Ya Allah, this is your beautiful speech. I love you and I believe in it. Ya Allah, this is your beautiful kalam. I love you and I believe in it. That way he used to read 5-6 sides. And he would say, Ya Allah, I don't know how to read, but I'm doing it out of my love. That Maulana Sahib said, it is this Quran that has taken him Jannah. The Quran has given him Jannah. So my respected brothers, mashallah, get into the habit, my youth, my young friends that are here, never give up on being a Hafiz. Never give up, be proud. Open the Quran every day and you will see, subhanallah, how you will become. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi, one of the greatest scholars of his time. His neighbor was a Hindu man in India, in UP, Hindu. So Hazrat's habit was, again, all of our wakabirin in the night, they would recite the Quran. So he would recite the Quran. Now in India, neighbors can hear also. So this man who was elderly, a Hindu person, and he would listen to the Quran and he would admire of Maulana Qasim Nanotvi how beautiful he reads. In his heart, he would say, you know what? Without a doubt, what this man is reciting is haq and the truth. And I want to become a Muslim. So he would make this intention every time in the night. But then during the day, he would say, if I become a Muslim, what will my community say? What will my community say? So this would stop him from becoming a Muslim. Anyway, a time came when he became so ill that now it was his sakarat. And that there was no possibility for him to survive. And he passed away. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi found out that this man has also passed away, the neighbor. So he came to the house and says, okay, you know, this man passed away. And he spoke with the family members. Hazrat says, when I went to sleep, I saw a dream that my neighbor is enjoying himself in Jannat. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi is speaking to him in his dream. He says, Allah, how can you be in Jannat when you were doing shirk? When you were doing shirk? When you were not worshipping Allah Pak? So he goes, you are very right. But before death came to me, I said in my heart that I am not going to give up. I bring Iman upon Qasim Nanotvi's book. I bring Iman upon the book that Qasim Nanotvi is reading, the Quran, and whatever he is reading is right and his religion is haq, and that is all I am doing. I'm not going to speak to my community. That is all I testify, that I am becoming a Muslim, and for that Allah gave me Jannah. Subhanallah. So he died with Iman. He died with Iman. So my respected brothers, mashallah, we have so many issues during the day. Get into the habit of reading that chapter of the Quran, which is considered the heart of the Quran. Surah Yasin. قُضِيَ حَاجَتُهُ. Whatever pressure, problem you have, Allah will fulfill that. Read Yasin. If you're not a Hafiz, memorize Yasin Sharif. What a beautiful chapter of the Quran. On a Friday, take time out. Read Surah Kahf. Surah Kahf, if you read in the narration, it comes that until next week, Allah will put noor in front of you. As in every judgment that you do will be right. Allah will make every wrong right for you because of that noor, just by reading Surah Kahf on a Friday. Subhanallah. Get into the habit of reading Surah Mulk, Tabarak. Allah's Nabi has said that this will save you from the punishment of the grave. Subhanallah. How long does it take? A lot of people today find themselves that they haven't got a secure job or livelihood is difficult or what should we do? Read Suratul Waqiyah, and Allah's Nabi has said that this man's provision will never end. His provision will never end. In the night, read Ayatul Kursi. Allah's Nabi said, when you read the Quran, an angel is standing on top of your pillow, looking after you and guarding you until you wake up. On your pillow, that angel is there. This is the Quran Allah has given us. My respected brothers, Ramadan is coming, mashallah. This is wahi. What is it? Wahi. And understand, wahi is different. So reciting wahi is the command of Allah, because it is not an ordinary book. So even reciting the Quran, it is a great, noble deed, a righteous deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Brothers, inshallah, we haven't done muraqabah for many sessions. Inshallah, if you close your eyes, and inshallah think, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with iman. Let the heart soak into the love of Allah, and let it take the name of Allah. Just for, inshallah, a few minutes. Inshallah, close your eyes, brothers, and let your heart take the name of Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.